I come from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and I've been living here for 14 years now. I got here in the night, and I can remember after getting off the plane, I took a taxi. Someone came to pick me up from the airport, and we had to drive from New York to Reading, and I was a little bit disappointed when I saw, like, for 2 hours and something, and I was just looking at the farms and driving in the middle of these farms and things like that. So I was like, where's the America I saw in the movies? Okay. Yeah, that's my first day in America. When I got to Reading, 3 months later, I started working. For me, I was looking for a job. I would say the first month I started looking, and I would say what helped me was I didn't have a language barrier, because that's the biggest thing. I didn't have a language barrier. I've visited English-speaking countries before coming here, and I was speaking English already. There were maybe some difficulties, my accent and the American accent. Sometimes I couldn't catch everything, but at least I could, express myself. There was a family that took care, of me and my family in that gap while I was looking for a job. And I would say even after getting the job, they were still there, Yeah, that's a good thing of America, You still have people who want to help. Yeah, I think in the civic engagement, maybe we forget to nail on the immigration matter. So people can understand what is immigration. When you talk about immigration in other countries, maybe they don't get it. But in America, I say to myself, if people don't understand what immigration means in America, it's just because they don't want to listen. This is a common history we have. The difference is there are people who come here for 100 years, there are people who come here maybe before, and you have people who just landed today. That's the difference. But this is a country of immigration. Everybody came from somewhere. The only difference is that we came at different, periods, but we're still here and we have to work together. When you hear things like, have you had the chance to see lions or leopards in the street in Africa? I don't feel sad because of the question, but I feel sad discovering that people who are asking those kind of questions don't have instruction, knowledge. And I didn't think that when I was out of America, that you can find those kind of people who are so, would I say, living in a small box of themselves. I never see the lions. Never, even if I'm from Africa. Never seen the lions. And never seen the lions in the street, So it's, and mostly those kind of questions are not honest questions. It has an explanation. It has something behind it. I feel kind of racism a little bit in those kind of questions. If you look at, I think it's a chapter 5 or something of the UN chapter about freedom, something like that. It says, if you feel not comfortable where you're living, because you are oppressed or whatever about your beliefs or about the political, vision you have. And, you have the freedom to leave that place and go live wherever you feel comfortable. So when people come here, And that's why I say politicians have to tell the truth to people, because sometimes, you know, they know how to play psychologically with people. Like, people don't come here to get American jobs. They come here to add to the American economy. I was telling you earlier that in Lancaster in 2014, immigrants contributed to the creation of 1,026 jobs. So this is something to the economy of Lancaster. And the economy of Lancaster added to the economy of America, it's the American economy. It's something. So we still need people here.